This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Staff and students at Marshall University will be lending a hand to an organization called Soul Searching for Recovery, which works to help fight addiction. Roxy Todd reports the program's founder was inspired to help others after her own experience with addiction.
Marshall University said in a news release that students and staff in the College of Health Professions will work on video projects next semester, highlighting the mission of the Soul Searching for Recovery organization. Jody Perry is executive director of the Huntington, West Virginia's University Technology Services. He says the founder of Soul Searching for Recovery, Joyce Berry, is a recovering addict and started the organization while incarcerated to use her time productively. Marshall says the mission of Soul Searching for Recovery is to help addicts focus on family, friends, and counseling. Perry says the group emphasizes music and music therapy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
Roughly 107 million Americans will hit the road this weekend for Christmas, the most ever for holiday travel, according to AAA. But getting in the car can be dangerous, hazardous for your health even. Carol Lofton reports on one phenomenon you might not be familiar with, exploding sunroofs.
You will never believe what just happened. My glass roof shattered.
Yep, that's me, leaving a voicemail on my mom's phone right after my panoramic sunroof seemingly spontaneously cracked into thousands of pieces while I was driving 70 miles an hour on I-26 West, more than 6 hours away from home.
I mean, it's still like together, but it just, I mean, 1,000 pieces. And I think the only reason it's still together is because of the tape that you and I put up.
My mom and I had put tent tape on the roof a couple years ago. It turns out that the manufacturer had also put tinted tape on the glass, and the combination was likely helping the roof stay intact. In many ways, I was super lucky. The glass didn't fall on me, and it happened to break a couple miles away from a glass repair shop that crash-wrapped my roof so I could get home. But it was pretty scary, and the rest of the drive was full of moments like these.
So I'm about 2 hours away from home right now, and it has just started raining. And I am really hoping that this crash wrap that the nice guys at the auto store put on my roof is going to keep the rain out, because otherwise I am going to be very wet when I get home in a couple of hours.
It turns out that my roof is not an anomaly.
Every year we ask people what are their primary problems that they're having with their vehicles, and we were actually surprised to find out that some people were saying the biggest problem they're having with their car is that their sunroof spontaneously exploded.
That's Jeff Plungis, lead automotive investigative reporter at Consumer Reports. In October, Plungis co-authored a story on exploding sunroofs. My mom had sent me that story after it was published as an FYI. So, ironically, when it happened, I knew exactly what it was.
This is happening more frequently than you might think. So we found, when we went back into the NHTSA database.
He's referring to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's database.
We found more than 800 instances of spontaneously exploding sunroofs, or 859 complaints to be exact. And we also noticed a trend that the bulk of these incidents, about 71% of them, had occurred since 2011.
The report found instances in every month of the year in every part of the country on highways, county roads, and even while parked in driveways. Experts don't agree on what is causing the explosions, but Joe Milligan, the senior lead technician at SafeLight Auto Glass in Charleston, says it doesn't happen on its own.
A lot of glass has to be fractured by some type of hit, whether it be from rocks, wood, other cars, people hitting it in a certain spot makes it weaker. But anytime you deal with glass, it's glass. It could break at any point.
I pointed out that I wasn't near an underpass or another vehicle on a completely clear day when mine broke.
Might not have been that day. You could have picked up a rock or something, hit it a week in advance and fractured it. And it finally just took that day, the right bump, right temperature, right road, anything like that, and actually made it finally let himself loose.
Milliken says he's putting more sunroofs on than he used to, mainly because more new cars have sunroofs and they are getting bigger. Although my glass broke and scared me pretty badly, it sounded like a gun went off in the car. It didn't fall. That's not always the case.
Sometimes people experience like a shower of glass, you know, so you've got glass in your hair, you're trying to maintain control of the vehicle in this very shocking, unexpected situation. And we, even though there haven't been fatalities in these incidents, there have been some minor injuries, and we think it is just like an inherently dangerous situation.
Okay, so how do you protect yourself from an exploding sunroof? Basically, there's no way to know if it will happen to you. A quick search of NHTSA's database found complaints against Volkswagens, Hyundais, Fords, Nissans, Kias, Toyotas. You get the picture. Short of selling your car and jumping on the New Year's sale events, do keep your sunroof protector closed. That way, if the glass breaks, at least it won't break on you. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from WVU Medicine, Charleston Area Medical Center, and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.
Join West Virginia Public Broadcasting for nightly coverage of the 2018 legislative session. State House reporter Andrea Lanham will host from the Capitol, leading a team of award-winning reporters and production professionals, delivering in-depth analysis for a better understanding of policy and politics in West Virginia. That's the legislature today, weeknights at 6, beginning January 11th, on television, on radio, and online at wvpublic.org.